This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Can I change the subject?
Have it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
How much can I follow in sports? I'm supposed to know who's on drink? This is crazy. Valparaiso. I know names on Valparaiso.
Earlier on the show, senior MLB writer for The Athletic, Andy McCullough. Coming up, Oakland guard Jack Golke. Michigan running back Blake Corum. Actor and producer Ty Sheridan. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a fact. We've got the Michigan Pro Day going down as we're talking. Blake Corum of Michigan will be joining us when he gets off the field. Top of hour number three. The actor Ty Sheridan in studio hour number three. But joining us right now to kick things off, tip things off, if you will, the top of the second hour is the man of the hour. Obviously, the folks in Oakland and everybody else in the state of Michigan is all excited about what we saw last night with Oakland bouncing the Kentucky Wildcats. And it's a great team effort, but this gentleman in particular lit the flame last night, and he's joining us kind enough right now in a couple minutes before he's got to board the bus to get ready for NC State, the Oakland University guard Jack Golke here on the Rich Eisen Show. Round of applause for you, Jack. How you doing, Jack?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, Rich. I'm excited to be here. I'm a huge fan of NFL, so I know all your stuff. It's cool to be here.
I appreciate you saying that. I now know all your stuff, sir. I've seen your game. Now, what in the, how did you wake up this morning feeling? Jack?
To be honest, I did not get much sleep last night. Didn't even really go through my phone. I couldn't. Just trying to get my body ready for this game against NC State because that's the priority right now, man. And just trying to get on the flight to Dallas for the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I know that's the ultimate next couple of steps for you. So then I guess the appropriate question is, how did you wake up yesterday feeling?
I was just really locked in, really excited. I knew it was a massive opportunity for my team and myself, just to be on a stage like that in an atmosphere like that. None of us have ever really been on that stage before. So just trying to enjoy that and make the most of it, seize the day. That was really the mindset.
And in terms of seizing the day and that being the mindset, your mindset when you're out there on the court is what?
It's just go. It's you got to have the ultimate confidence, and my coaches, my teammates instill that in me. They have so much faith in me, which makes going out there and performing a lot easier, because if I miss my first two or three, they're still going to pass me the ball and I'm still going to put them up.
Well, you did miss your first two last night. So when when did you realize that a heat check was appropriate?
Probably about the second or third one. It's really just it's got to be kind of the same every game. Obviously, some games are going to be better than others, but you got to approach it the same way, whether it's your first two are makes or your first three are misses. You just got to keep shooting the next one, because you got to have that confidence in yourself, and that's what I have.
Jack Golke, the Oakland University guard, 10 of 20 from three last night. The whole Jack, the whole country is legitimately talking about you right now. Are you aware of that?
Not really. That none of that has really set in, and I don't think it really will until our run's over. Hopefully it's a while from now, but I'm just, like I said, I love my teammates so much. I'm just trying to be locked in on this next game and try to make this run last longer, because I just want to spend more time with my guys.
Well, then if you don't mind, I'd love to spend a little bit more time with you about you. And in terms of that, I learned you were a Pewaukee High School graduate because I follow J.J. Watt on Twitter. How'd this tweet hit you, Jack? How'd the J.J. Watt tweet hit you?
Yeah, that was pretty cool for sure. Obviously, everyone from Pewaukee, Wisconsin looks up to J.J. He's had a tremendous career, him and his brothers too. Just really cool, and I'm super close with one of his best friends from home, Taylor Jansen. So I know a lot about JJ, and just seeing that was really cool. A Pewaukee legend for sure.
Did you just wake up and see that on your phone? Somebody sent that to you? How'd you find out that JJ's shouting you out?
Yeah, I haven't really been able to go on like social media and stuff like that. Someone sent it to me, and I saw it, which kind of made my morning. That was really cool. He's definitely someone who I looked up to as a kid growing up, just seeing the way he performed out of a small town like Pewaukee. And he didn't have the most straight line route to Defensive Player of the Year, one of the best players in the NFL. He went all around, and I feel like I kind of did the same thing.
Well, then how did that journey start when you left Pewaukee? What happened, or when you were leaving?
I was recruited to Division II Hillsdale, and once I decided I was going to go there, I had my mind set on being the best Division II Hillsdale basketball player I could be. I didn't have any aspiration. Obviously, I wanted to be a pro after that and things like that, but I wasn't thinking I want to go be a D1 player. I wasn't thinking anything about that. I just wanted to be the best I could for my teammates at Hillsdale, and I had a lot of improvements that I needed to make when I got there. Everyone there was better than me. And it took me a little while, but I needed to spend a lot of time in the gym to keep getting better and get to the point where I was ready to make a real impact on the floor.
And is it true, and again, we're hearing stories about you, Jack, that you were driving to make ends meet or get some extra cash or anything like that? You're doing stuff?
No, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who made up that story. That's not true. I definitely had summer internships and things like that, but I was never doing those type of things.
Okay, so that is, it's amazing, right? How when fame finds you, that things get said about you or written about. So that's not true. What internships did you have?
I worked at a great company. Shout out to them, Pella Northland in Minneapolis, and I lived up there for 2 summers doing a finance internship. I'm sure the internet will run with that, but I worked for them and worked remotely during the school year while I was working out and doing class and all that stuff, just trying to kind of cement myself in the business world as well. And they really taught me a lot, and I learned a lot about business and things like that.
And so when did you decide to see at what, I guess, age 22, 23, to see if what you could do with one more year? When did that happen?
Yeah, as soon as the NCAA granted the COVID year, I knew – just because of how much I love playing basketball, I knew I wanted to keep playing, and I knew I was going to graduate with my accounting degree, so I wanted to try to get my master's of business, and Hillsdale didn't have a program for that, so I figured I might as well try to jump up and see what happens, and Oakland was just a really good fit. Coach Campy came calling right away. He's good friends with my coach from Hillsdale, Coach Tharp, and it all kind of just worked out from there. I had the play style that Campy wanted, and I was able to come in and help this team. It's been a great run so far.
Yeah, where'd the guns holsters come from? Is that a usual thing for you, or what about that, Jack?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I saw Russell Westbrook do it a while ago. I don't know if I really stole it from him, but I definitely started doing that this year. I don't really know why.
And then the shrug. You gave us the Jordan shrug, Jack.
The shrug. I think that's being misinterpreted.
Okay.
I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but I thought I was getting fouled a couple of times out there. So I was more so looking at the ref, like, can I get a call?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So it wasn't the Jordan shrug. It was the just general, what's up with that?
Yeah. Can I get a call?
Okay. Nice. You want respect, Jack Gaulke. You want respect.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I think you've earned it. What's with not trying the twos? You just not interested in 2-point shots, Jack? Only 8 of them on the.
I mean, with that? I'm telling you, I told my teammates, told my coaches, I used to shoot twos back in the day,
mm-hmm.
last year even, but they don't really believe me. That's just my role on the team this year, to be the threat from three and to open things up for everybody else in all areas around the court. Other than that, because sometimes, like you saw last night, towards the second half, it kind of becomes 4-on-3 for the rest of my guys, and we're going to win every game if we're playing 4-on-3. So I got so much faith in them.
So if, say, a coach wants to have somebody whose job it is to put up 347 threes in a year, you're the man. It's basically it. That's it.
I'm the man. Call me.
Okay, there it is. Look at those numbers. That's kind of crazy, man. That's kind of crazy, and I'm so happy for what you and your teammates were able to pull off in front of the whole country and everybody talking about it. So I'd love to, in the final minute I have with you here, Jack, because I know you got to hop on a bus to get ready for your next game. What are you talking about in your locker room about what's in front of you and what you can accomplish here?
Yeah, I think it's kind of just like every game that we win, our dreams of as being little kids of the NCAA tournament just become more and more real. So it's just almost locking in more after each win. We're obviously going to celebrate, and we enjoyed it a little bit last night, but I mean, we're going to get to practice today, and we're going to lock in for an hour and a half, focus up on NC State and learn them as best we can in one day. And once we go out there on the floor tomorrow, like I said, we just got to seize that opportunity because these chances don't come around very often. And when they do, you got to make the most of them.
And what would the kid from Pewaukee in that photograph from J.J. Watt that he posted say about last night's performance for you, Jack? What would that kid say?
I think he would be a little surprised, but he had confidence too back then. So he'd say good work, but keep grinding. Got to keep getting better. There's always room to improve.
Well, get on that bus, sir. I don't want to make you late. I don't want to watch you and think that I made you late or anything like that. Congratulations. It's a pleasure to meet you. An absolute. So,
yeah.
So you a Packer fan then? Is that what it is? Or you're?
I'm a Packer fan. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Fan.
And a Texan fan and a Steeler fan. I understand you got to follow the Watts. I get it.
Exactly.
Jack, enjoy your last night's performance and good luck and go practice hard, sir. Thanks for the time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, Rich. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Look forward to more of it. That's Jack Golke, everybody, off of his 32-point performance, 10 threes, 0 twos, because that's the way he does it right here on the Rich Eisen Show. How funny is that, man? Yeah, he's just like, I told my teammates, you know, my coach, I used to shoot twos back in the day. That's my favorite part about that soundbite. Back in the day, I used to shoot twos.
When you've been in college 6 years, yeah, you have a back in the day.
Yeah, true that.
Talking about when you were a little kid, thinking about the NCAA tournament. That's what it's about,
right?
That's
what it's all about. This is, and then that's what we were saying. Like, you can be like us and watch very little college basketball this year, but March hits. We're dialed in.
Locked in.
And we're talking about the new superstars that emerge in the first round. This is what it's all about.
Yep.
I love it.
I want to see a team take a second round pick in the draft on Jack Golke. And I want to see him in the 3-point contest next year.
Why can't he be Mac McClung for the 3-point shootout?
I like it.
24,
that's a great idea.
He's mature. You know, why waste a draft pick on a Euro who's going to stay over there for 2, 3, 4 years and not play? Let's give a homegrown kid a chance who's put in the work in college. And, you know, yeah, he's going to sit the bench possibly, but, you know, put him in there. Let him shoot.
Giannis has like 38 brothers in the NBA. Come on, Jack. You know, the Bucks like take this kid, throw him on their G League team. Let's go.
Brock, there's like 6 Zellers and, you know, a bunch of Plumleys. And,
that's what I mean.
Let's get Golke on the team.
I think I speak for the NBA, though. They've had their fill of Wagners. Okay?
A lot of Wagners.
They don't want any more of those. But that's not a bad idea. And I understand that by next February, you know, Jack Golke hopefully will have more of a cemented memory for all of us because he's gone on another run with the rest of his team that's longer than just one and done, well, two and done, right? But that's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm
to
saying.
To just bring it back and just say he'll be maybe 25 by then. Could you imagine the story if he shows up and beats all the NBA's finest in the 3-point contest?
It's so fun. Why not?
I mean, the guy's got ice water in his veins.
Yeah.
He's just sure.
Again, every shot he took that went in was just, that's the thing about it. It's not like he was spotting up and Kentucky did not find him or it was a lapse on defense. It was that he was running through a ton of screens at full steam, catching the ball and in rhythm shooting, sometimes with his momentum carrying him into a spot where he's fallen away. Like there's no way that's going in. And then it did. Then of course he kept on shooting and missed. He missed 10 of them. He missed his first two. So that's not a bad idea.
That's a Jimmer Fredette type feel, TJ. It's, you know, all these guys who every single year, there's one name that kind of comes out of nowhere from one of these small schools. We learn about him. And now he's an overnight superstar.
Well, how about, whoever, well, this is probably a bad incentive, but whoever has the most threes in a NCAA tournament game
gets an automatic invite. I mean, it's pretty fun. It's a fun idea.
Well, I mean, but that would all, do you have to say whoever has the most in a game and the highest make percentage, right? Because you don't want to induce anybody to, all right, I'm throwing in up 30 of them.
It makes.
Because, again, it's the fact
that. It's makes.
Right. It's, it's whoever has the most along with the highest percentage of shots in a game.
Shot 50% from three.
That's what I'm saying.
One off the record.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
That's the win. You're in. You are now going to be shooting with Lillard and Curry and Ionescu.
Let's do it.
And Caitlin Clark or whoever, because you know that's a...
Well, they're going to add her to the mix next year.
They obviously should, but I'm just pointing out how this is not a bad way to reward somebody. Certainly if, you know, technically they may not have an NBA career in front of them. I love it. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we'll see.
Take a break. What's more likely? Oh, and apparently somebody has chimed in on Larry David's performance yesterday.
Oh.
And we'll tell you what's cooking around here on that front coming up.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. With Indeed, everything hiring is all in one place, and it makes it so easy. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences each day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join the more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Indeed.com/podcast. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Not once have I been able to live out my long dream. As a young tot growing up in Staten Island, New York, I've always dreamt to do a show like this one, wearing a mustache with one of my colleagues in full clown makeup and a black wig and a red clown nose, Chris Brockman. Wearing that on this show, having March sadness.
Rich, I'm so sad. This is the most public yet of my many humiliations. I have March sadness. Can you come give me a hug?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sad.
Oh, feel better.
Thank you.
It'll be okay. Okay.
Congratulations to you for getting more out of the clown makeup this year than last year.
You
kind of look like Zach Galifianakis in Baskets right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
On FX,
that's a good one.
You kind of look like that angry, sort of disheveled clown right now.
This is not a good look for me.
I disagree. For a third consecutive year, has finished dead last in the Rich Eisen Show bracket competition, thus having to wear clown makeup for all 3 hours, none other than Chris Brockman.
Take that wig off right now.
Okay,
I'm watching you.
Remove the wig, Brockman.
Come back. I have March. No, I'm just going to follow you now.
She hit the wave.
I don't know where you're going.
Now this is creepy.
Come on, I have March sadness. Just give me a hug, my man. Chris Long, I have March sadness.
Yes!
I need a hug.
Yes!
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yes!
You're a good man.
Management approved. For a fourth straight year, and as per the specs of Eric Stone Street, you are dressed as an Auguste clown. You're like the Buffalo Bills of this contest.
Can I get a hug for March sadness? Anybody? No?
Oh, boy, the sandwich board's flying all over. What a mess.
Come on, millennials.
Come on, Vic, finish up strong.
Yeah.
There you go. Nicely done.
And it's love. Good thing we're not doing that anymore.
Thank God.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Woo. Yeah, we just showed in our Roku channel only segment way before we were on the Roku channel, way before our previous partners. We were just a DirecTV only show, and we would do our March Madness pool just amongst us here.
Yes.
And whoever finished in last had to wear clown makeup.
I was
walk around
afraid.
With a sandwich board when there used to be tons of people working around here.
I was afraid.
I have March sadness.
Yep.
We did that 4 years, and all 4 years, the guy in clown's makeup every single time was the same guy, and it was Chris Brockman. And if we were doing that still, you'd be in it again.
Probably, right?
Well, what do you mean probably? He's one day in, his national champion's out.
He's still alive, a little.
At least I took a chance. You cowards all took one seed.
Cowards.
Cowards.
Really? The Michigan State was a one seed?
No, to win the whole thing.
He chose Michigan State to the Final Four.
He's like, what are you smoking, bro?
Well,
Purdue.
And you know, you're throwing darts at a board for the first round upsets anyway, which is why I chose Samford over Kansas, and that one actually had a shot of happening. Last night, it's a 1-point game. Kansas is going to the rack with, what, about a half a minute to go, and it was a remarkable block shot.
Insane.
All ball, and then the ref, who had just basically crossed half court to see it, called a foul. And, you know, college basketball seems to replay a whole ton of stuff.
Tons of stuff.
But not that.
But that wasn't.
Why can't you review a blocked shot?
I don't know if they have a coach's challenge. Is that?
They don't. I think it's all like big brother decided.
Clear as day replay that it was all ball.
It was all ball. So that's the whole question. Is like if it's a blocked shot and there's a question about it, and a foul's called, can't you essentially, certainly, and there's a clear possession, sort of like the NFL. Fumble,
right?
Clear possession. Those two things results in possession changing hands, even if there's a whistle blown, correct? So if there's a whistle blown in college basketball and possession changes hands on a blocked shot, why can't that be reviewable? Like last night, everything stopped anyway, right? Because a whistle's been blown.
Right.
So if you can't basically stop to say that blocked shot being whistled, or that blocked shot not being whistled should have been a whistle. You know what I'm saying? So if they didn't call it last night and Samford had the ball, and it looked like they had numbers too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They had a 5-on-4 going the other way.
Correct. So they had numbers, or 4-on-3, because two guys were down. Well, whatever.
Whatever it was. They had numbers. Yeah, they had numbers.
And so you can't then, after that possession, review that should have been a foul. But you can review if there's a called foul and possession has been collected by the other team and play has stopped. Why not go to the monitor and see that this thing was called or not? Now, it would just cost you the numbers that you would have had, but you would have had the ball back.
Yeah, with 20 seconds to go or whatever.
Down one. Ugh. Why not, though? Tell me the reason why that wouldn't work. What's the unintended consequence? What's the pushback?
I don't see one.
Because you're not stopping play that's happening because to see if there should have been a whistle. That one I understand. You don't want to stop play to see if there should have been a foul because now that's subjective. But if it's all ball or it's close to seeing all ball and the blocked shot wound up in the hands of the other team and you see possession and you can go under into the review and say, okay, the stopped play just stopped the possession resulting in numbers for the other team, but at least you're not costing them possession and on top of it awarding free throws to the other team. And that was all she wrote.
That was it. Mm. Clear's day.
Meanwhile, my other upset at present, Colgate over Baylor, that's the way that one went. Baylor is up 18 with a minute to go in the first half.
Ooh.
So there's that. UAB against San Diego State about to tip. And then Northwestern and Florida Atlantic at halftime. A 1-point FAU lead. Marquette is about to tip in about 35 minutes time against Western Kentucky. And that's our update. Ready to do some What's More Likely, Christopher? It's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do we have over there?
All right, NFL, some fun ones based on, because we did not do this last week with you out. Quarterback in a new home, who do you like to win more games this year, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I'll go Kirk Cousins. I'll go Kirk. I'm sorry, man. I'm in a year three in a row of having to see it from Russell to believe it. And I know the numbers last year were better. And I understand that. And I root for this guy. I want him to succeed so badly. I would love nothing more than to see him and his beautiful family sitting in Canton, Ohio one day. And I'm on a set somewhere or sitting anywhere in that building in any capacity and seeing him with a bus reveal because, you know, that's the path that he was on. I just need to see it. I need to see it. And there's also Justin Fields sitting there. And there's nobody like Taylor Heineke's not going to end up starting for Atlanta. Like that's just unless there's a major problem.
Yeah.
So I would just go Kirk Cousins right there. And also I like the weapons. There to me, isn't that ironic that the weapons that Cousins has right at his disposal in Atlanta is something that's on par with the weapons that Russell Wilson will have at his disposal, coordinated by the guy who was in Atlanta last year.
Yeah, black funny. And gold. Here we go.
So I'll go with Cousins. I'll go with Cousins. Chris, what do you have?
I'm sorry. I started this. I forgot to ask how everyone was doing.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, we're good.
It's Friday. Yeah.
I think it's just...
Are you that's good? My bad. I'm my bad.
Are you good? Yeah,
that's
good.
The question.
Are you good?
We still had a very good start.
Yeah, I know, but
he never okay. answers.
I know, I forgot.
Well, you know what? It's sort of like Jack Golke. You missed your first shot.
Yeah, it's true.
And we're still on a nice heat check.
So we had to come back around.
And,
good.
And you're leaving me and Del Tufo hanging.
Yeah,
I mean, ask you how you're doing.
I'm great. Thanks, okay. guys.
Oh, my God.
People in the YouTube comments notice these
they
things.
Do notice. Yeah,
they do. Oh, they really?
Yeah.
They
do.
Okay.
React.
My bad.
What's more likely, running back in a new home to have a higher combo of touchdowns and wins next year?
Derrick Henry or?
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, you.
Touchdowns and wins combined.
I'll go with Derrick Henry. I'll go with Derrick Henry because Lamar doesn't do the brotherly shove. I'm serious. Laugh
that's
all you
serious.
Want.
Right.
Saquon's going to have right. some touchdowns. Yes. He's not going to get the ball on the 1 yard line. And I know Jason Kelsey's not going to be there.
Not going to be there.
Full Magic yeah, Johnson. He's not going to be there. We might have to get that as a drop, by the way.
The Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
So,
I'll do that.
Chat EMJ, Rich?
Chat EMJ. I think we're going to have the latest from Chat EMJ later on.
Gotta love
Chat. Just that alone is that Lamar won't have as many rushing touchdowns as Jalen. So Derrick Henry's getting the ball if the ball's on the 1 yard line for the Ravens, right?
Think so.
Is Saquon getting the ball on the 1 yard line for the Eagles?
50-50?
Unless Jason Kelsey's departure just defrays their success rate in the brotherly shove so significantly. So just that alone, this has nothing to do with wins or not. And plus, you know, the Ravens had more wins than the Eagles last year. And I'll go with the Ravens. On that front. Mm-hmm. How about that for thinking fun. It out?
I like that.
I'm just thinking my way around
gotta,
the course right now, just like
out.
My golf game.
Gotta
like
talk, style.
Gotta like
talk style. These out.
What else?
Wide receiver in her new home to score more touchdowns next year. Calvin Ridley, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
Oh, there's only one answer for that. That's Mike Williams. That's Mike Williams, man. That's Mike Williams. The Jets are going to protect for Aaron Rodgers. He's going to look fantastic. Mike Williams is not going to have any injury problems despite, you know, blowing his knee out last year and having injury problems every year except 2000. You know, since the last 2 years, you know, Keenan's got a rookie quarterback who's going to have some ups and downs despite how terrific he looks in his pro day and how great he's going to be for first overall pick. And Calvin Ridley, let's see what Will Levis looks like. Excuse me. There's one multiple MVP award winner throwing to one of these three guys. So I'm taking that guy. It's Mike Williams and his ham and egg sandwich. Let's roll. Hashtag let's ride. Take flight. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. You're going to take a rookie quarterback and you're going to take Will Levis over Aaron Rodgers to Mike Williams. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Notice I don't see Kendrick Bourne's name up there. I don't see it. I don't see KJ Osborne up there.
Why would I?
What about Kendrick Lamar?
I don't know.
He didn't sign for $15 million.
Okay. What else, Chris? Great. That's what's more likely. You don't like my answer. It's okay. It's all right.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
I don't know what we're saying. Why are we saying it this way?
What are we doing? Who's more likely to be the first wide receiver drafted? Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers?
You know what? I cannot believe that we're even having a conversation.
This
and this is no disrespect to Mr. Nabers. Okay? I have no disrespect for him, but get out of here. All right? Just let's stop here. And certainly, I think a lot of this is fueled by the, well, Marvin Harrison Jr. is not working out at his pro day, didn't work out at his combine, and that is something that this millennial is going to learn his lesson when it comes to the draft. And everything that I have been told is that he was told at his pro day, I mean, he was told at the combine where he didn't work out by the teams that he asked, do you want to see anything from the pro day? As Albert Bruce said, they said no. And I have heard that last year when he did work out at the pro day for Ohio State, he told the scouts, get a good look because this is about all you're going to see from me outside of the eye in the sky. So, would you take Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison Jr.? Would you do that?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Rich,
so,
there's one, I guess, draft expert who did a tier system of the wide receivers coming out, and he has Marvin Harrison. Let me read this again. He has him in number three,
who
tier
is it?
Two.
Who is this individual?
His last name rhymes with Hims. I would say that. Chris Sims.
Okay, thank you.
tier two.
He always has some interesting takes, and that's part of his brand. I would push back to say that is not what's more likely. That is not what's more likely, which is a different segment for future Rich Eisen shows to consider.
There you go.
What else, Chris?
A couple more, guys. These are kind of fun. Rich, you mentioned your Jets quarterback. Who's the more likely Robert to be Aaron Rodgers' boss this fall?
Oh, my God. Solo or Kennedy Jr.? Okay, good one.
Bro.
Good one. Good one. Good one. Good one, Chris. Good one. Good one. Do I even countenance this?
Do you have an answer?
Of course. It's Robert Saleh. Okay.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure.
I am sure.
Look at that split screen we have right there. Saleh's look, by the way, the look that Saleh has is the one that I have now towards you. Like, get out of here with it. I'm believing what I'm seeing right now.
Is it possible to do both?
This is a real, think about it. This is a real debate.
Okay.
Chris, can he do both?
He will not do both. He might have considered for a hot minute about doing both or about even doing the other one. But all as I think, hopefully it will wind up with is a mirthful result of calling the newly designed front line the Secret Service because they're protecting
here, Coach.
This guy.
Is that their name?
That's what I'm going to try and dub them. They're called the Secret Service.
It's official.
The Jets' offensive line's nickname is the Secret Service because they're protecting the vice president.
I love it.
What else, Chris? That's a stupid use of our real estate.
Aaron. Here, Coach.
Good, Mike. I know you love that drop. You overplay it.
I love it.
You overplay it. Now, we should play the new drop of Larry David calling you stupid because that was stupid. That was dumb.
You're stupid, Mike.
There it is. You're stupid, Mike. That's one of our new drops. I love you, Mike.
All right,
but that was a dumb piece of real estate there. What else you got?
Last one, guys. Is it more likely Russell Wilson's new house in Pittsburgh has more or less bathrooms than his Denver house?
Oh. Well, I got to turn to our expert of the area.
Man, I guess it depends.
Let's be accurate here. How many bathrooms did he have in his Denver house, Chris?
I believe it was 12.
Are there any 12 bathroom manses in the Pittsburgh area and its surrounding communities?
I'm sure. I mean, look, it's been a minute since I lived there, but Upper St. Clair area, Sewickley, you know, where all the rich folks live.
Is that the actual property from Denver that we have on the screen from the Denver area?
I think
apparently it is.
Yes.
My God, that looks like the opening of Falcon Crest right there.
It really does.
Yeah, 12 bathrooms. Four bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. You know,
maybe he could buy it from a former Steeler.
So are there any establishments or domiciles in the Pittsburgh area and its surrounding communities that look like
definitely
that?
Definitely sure. No one I knew when sure I lived must there because, you know, we were still in our early, you know. We were
I'll
still
say
young,
it's more
no
likely that there are, well, I don't know. I mean, he has more kids now than he had in Denver. Doesn't he have a newborn?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be because there's going to be a basement in this house.
Yeah, so on Zillow, you can only go five plus in the bathroom search.
Yeah.
If you look in the area.
He had a 1-3 ratio of bedrooms to bathrooms.
It's nuts. I still think that's insane.
You know,
sorry.
It just depends where he
you
lives.
Guys.
You know?
Do I even countenance this with an answer?
Absolutely.
All yes. right. I'll take the Pittsburgh house. We'll have fewer.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 5-10 situation. Yeah.
I just have a feeling that, you know.
The over-under.
The guest bathroom can be the doula's.
Maybe Kenny Pickett moved and he could take over his crib. Like, ooh, he took his
oh
job.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't say that.
This guy.
Pittsburgh fans. That's
it?
TJ.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
You came up with, like, a couple of legit ones and then two gag ones, and that's the end of it? That's it? That's what's more likely?
Oh, I skipped one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, put the music back on.
Oh, I skipped one. I was doing the
machines back on.
Ah, man, I'm all
rattled. Right. He's got one more, Mike.
Hold up. You think we need one more?
Good cover. Thank you, George.
I didn't say hi to everyone, and it threw me off.
That's what happened.
Who's more likely to win more games next season, Caleb Williams or all other rookie quarterbacks combined?
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Come on. Other rookie quarterbacks combined is where I'm going.
Are they even going to start?
That's a good question.
We know who's starting.
Let me ask you this question.
Bears.
Who was the last highly drafted quarterback to sit an entire year? I'll give you the answer. Jordan Love. Before that, who was the last one to sit
Patrick Mahomes
the entire year? I guess Patrick Mahomes, who didn't sit the entire year, but who is, honestly, who's going to sit there? And let's just say the Patriots draft Drake May.
I think he's going to sit.
Got it. Jacoby Brissett, so let's just say, and this is not in any way, shape, or form a troll. Please understand where this is coming from. This is for this conversation purposes.
No, I get it.
Let's say the Patriots, you can turn the music down. Let's say the Patriots start off 3-7.
I mean,
and you've had enough.
Likely.
Okay, and you've had enough, and it's just another year of having enough. In the last 6-7 games, are you know, you're not going to give Drake May a look-see. Like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
He's suddenly going to win.
I don't know, but
half
wins a
those
couple.
Games?
All I'm saying is he's just got to win one or two.
Okay,
and then you add it to Jaden Daniels.
The other guys win one or two, one
and then
or
you
two.
Add it to Jaden Daniels, who's going to start for the Washington Commanders
those
week
are the
one.
Three QBs need to get to 10.
You think Caleb Williams is going to win 10 football
Bears
games this year?
The Bears are making the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness, this guy.
Whoa.
Well, if you're going to say 10... I don't know, because J.J. McCarthy's only lost two games since high school. Let's see where he winds up. Since Pop Warner. The kid wins football games, and the Minnesota Vikings are going to be good enough to win some football games if that's where he goes. Denver might get a couple. I'll still take the rest of the field because just a mere fact is that these teams don't sit these quarterbacks anymore. They don't sit him anymore. They get out there because, you know what? Let me get these numbers again. Give me a second while I put on my glasses and look at my phone.
That was
angry.
So aggressive.
I know, that was angry. But I've got them. I got the numbers right here because I had them straight from Jack Andrade, NFL Network researcher at the Combine. 22 and 23 in terms of different starting quarterbacks in the NFL. The last two seasons had the most in any season other than 1987 when they used replacement players during the strike. So we throw that out, right? You want to throw that out?
Yeah, it doesn't
care. The most different starting quarterbacks in the NFL ever. 2022 had 71 different ones. And 2023 had 67 different ones. You're saying these rookie quarterbacks are just going to be sat because they need to marinate?
But
that teams
all,
are going to just say
no. I'm saying
just
that they're
mere,
all on
just
bad
mere
teams
attrition.
And they're not going to win games.
Mere attrition.
They're on bad teams.
I know. Well, did Cleveland get Dorian Thompson Robinson even got a couple? Didn't he? Didn't he win a couple? DTR got a couple. You know. I mean, Clayton Toon didn't. But enough will start to add up together to be more than Caleb Williams, in all likelihood. You ask me what's more likely, so I will give you that. See, I'm so glad we did get around to that one because that one had more meat on the bones than which Robert is going to be more likely to be Aaron Rodgers' boss and which Mance of Russell Wilson's will have more bathrooms.
Those are funny, though.
They are funny. Yeah. They're good ones.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Speaking of funny, Larry David was exactly that here yesterday for damn near 40 minutes. Oh. And he told a story right off the bat asking to change the subject matter away from Curb Your Enthusiasm to bring this matter up. And it was him going ahead and trying to get his dream of removing the goalposts implemented by an actual bona fide football league. And he went straight up the flowchart to do that. And the individual who he contacted has responded on Twitter. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone, as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to. Be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
We have a game that we play here called Start, Bench, Cut.
Okay.
Sort of like the you-know-what, marry, kill game.
Yeah.
Okay. Where we
give keep
you,
it clean.
We try. Yeah. Goodness. Well, start, bench. Well, we make the goodness of the rich of that, you know, the marry part is the bench part.
Okay.
Okay. So we give you three. Here we go.
Start now.
Bench. Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up.
All right. Start, bench, cut here with Kevin Hart. Here are your three choices. Okay. To play basketball, have it as a teammate.
Okay.
The Rock, Cube, or Will Ferrell. You have to start one of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to start.
Bench one, or if you've been in movies with all of these guys.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to start Will Ferrell.
You start Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
Jackie Moon gets to start.
Okay. Just because I know that he's got the passion behind the game.
Okay.
His spirit is always high. I'm going to cut The Rock. I'm going to cut him.
He's out? Wow.
He's out.
Why?
His attitude.
Oh.
His attitude. His attitude. I don't like his attitude.
And you're going to bench Cube? You're going to bring Cube off the bench?
I'm bringing Cube off the bench because Cube is too cool to play the whole game. So there's going to be moments where Cube look at his sneaks and be like, I just realized I'm messing these up. And I'm like, you're right, Cube. You can sit down for a second and get your new pair of sneaks. You got to keep him calm, you know? You don't want him giving you, like just getting upset. I got to make sure that tomorrow's going to be
a good
day.
He'll have sunglasses on. It's too dark.
Yeah, he's going to be real cool.
Yeah.
And plus, it's a smart move here with Will's the tallest of them all. Nice inside-out game with you.
Yeah, me and Will are going to dominate. I got to start Will. But the Rock's out of here. He's cut. Bye.
Oh, can't do that to The Rock. I guess he did. Kevin Hart's appearance at the Super Bowl before his Eagles took out the Patriots right here on our YouTube page, back on the Roku channel as well. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time Tickets is the app that you should get and put on a mobile device right near you, your phone, your tablet, your iPad, however you want to put it. Guess what? You can start buying tickets. It's so easy to use if you want to go to a basketball game, a hockey game these days. You just pop up the event you want to go to. The arena pops up on your phone with all sorts of tickets sitting at the seats. And the phone also is so easy for you to use with the app for you to see the prices in every single seat. You just click on it. You see the view from your seat. You see the all-in prices on what it would cost for that seat exactly. And then, boom, two taps later, the tickets are right there for you. And it's the easiest app you can use to buy tickets. The guesswork's totally removed when you download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code RICH, and you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. It was at this time, just on our Thursday show, that Larry David walked in and sat in our green room. Ty Sheridan, the actor that many of you know as Cyclops in the X-Men series, as well as Ready Player One. He's in our green room right now. He's coming out in hour number three for his new film, Asphalt City. And Larry was here, and we were talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm right off the bat. And God bless him. It was kind of like Henry Winkler when Henry was here, right? And I'm like, wanted to talk about
the Barry finale.
I want to talk about the Barry finale. And he interrupts and goes, do you know Patrick Mahomes?
Didn't see that one.
And then off, things went running here. And when I say things went running, I'm like, yes, we do know him. And then we found out he's such a big fan of Mahomes. And then months later, he wound up meeting Patrick Mahomes. Remember that? He
cultivated that caper.
We cultivated that caper. He wound up, we put the Fonz and Mahomes together. That's what we do here.
That's what we do.
So it looks like we might have something cooking here, and that's the phrase that pays, because Larry came in here to give an update on his now new crusade to remove goalposts from football, because he does not believe kickers should decide games. Even though the sport is called football, he wants to remove the foot from football when it comes to kicking. And he took this crusade to The Rock to try and get The Rock to remove the goalposts into the UFL. Roll tape.
So, you know this, what is it called, the UFL?
Yes, sir.
That's starting up.
Yes.
And you know how I feel about the goalposts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you made it very apparent here last time, and I even told you that when you said that the goalpost should be removed.
And I thought, let me talk to somebody in the UFL. I mean, it's insane. So, my agent.
Yes.
Got me on the phone with Dwayne Johnson.
So you went straight up the flagpole.
I went straight up to, and he called me, and we had a conversation.
Did he know what you were asking for?
No, he didn't know. No,
okay.
He was nice enough to call back. And so we had this conversation. I pitched him my no goalpost idea, and I thought it was going to happen. He was completely into it.
Completely into it. Well, lo and behold, UFL starts very soon because you're riding
week.
Favors.
Yes.
Okay, you're riding favors for it, right?
Yep, next Attaboy weekend.
Mike. Okay.
Yes, for Fox.
Right.
Main guy.
And so you're excited for that?
Yes.
But there are going to be goalposts in the game.
There will be.
Yes.
How? And I even asked later on, like, how did the pitch go? You know, how did The Rock eventually take it? And he said he thought it went well. Well, guess who retweeted the video of this segment? The Rock himself, Dwayne Johnson, about an hour ago. Love my guy, Larry David. He hates goalposts and field goal kicks. Laughing, crying emoji. We had a spirited and very productive conversation. At the end of the day, like me and all of us fans, he loves the game of football. We at the XFL had already implemented new innovative rules last season that we carry over to our new at XFL 2023 league that starts this month. That's the UFL. I'm considering creating the Larry Bowl in his honor.
I mean.
Then he hashtag UFL and then added Rich Eisen
added
show.
Us again. Nice.
So now. Are you really going to create the Larry Ball, Dwayne? Because that would be pretty cool. How do we make this happen?
Also,
where would that be? Would that be having the Fonz meet Mahomes in terms of the things that we've helped create? Ooh. Now, Larry and The Rock connected on their own. But if he wants to create the Larry Bowl, where maybe we're workshopping for you, Dwayne, if I may. Mr. Johnson, The Rock.
And Rock will do.
Okay, Rock. Yeah. Let's see if we're, because this is our bailiwick, RES Consulting. Comes free of charge for you, sir. What if they have a UFL Pro Bowl?
With no goalposts.
No goalposts.
Yeah.
And call it the Larry Bowl and see how this looks. Because they're already, by the way, I love their concept that he's referring to from the XFL that, man, I don't know if the NFL would ever pick this one up because they're already starting to consider the kickoff rule change next week that is born out of the XFL to try and get some kickoffs run back for a change. I love what they're doing that you can get a play from the 1 yard line for 2 points or the, I shouldn't say, cause I don't know off the top of my head, but then from the 10 yard line, you run one play and you get three points. If you're down by three and score a touch, if you're down by nine and score a touchdown, you can tie the game by going for three. Or if you're down by eight and you score a touchdown, you can get one play from the 10 yard line for the win.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Can't wait to see that one play out. But let's create a Pro Bowl for the XFL where you remove the goalposts and call it the Larry Bowl and get Larry in the booth to call the game. What do you think of that?
I'm here for that.
Call the game.
Larry is there.
Nice. 100%.
Okay, you put him in some sort of like loud jacket, like a college bowl game executive. Some loud jacket. He's up there at the coin toss.
Yep.
And then he goes in the booth and calls like a quarter of the game.
Do you think Larry would go for the loud jacket? It seems like he's got
Style. If you give him the Larry Bowl to remove the goalposts,
100%.
He would do whatever the hell you want him to do. And have an entire game of his vision being made reality. I think this works.
What if, also in addition, if that doesn't work, what if they name the MVP trophy the Larry David trophy?
Let's just, that doesn't happen. No. There's no if. This is going to happen. Don't give The Rock more options.
No.
This is what RES Consulting is going to forward to you, sir, and there's a guest chair for you, Dwayne Johnson, to talk about it. Yes. I think this is going to work. The Larry Bowl is the extra game just for the All-Stars.
Perfect.
And you play it, well, no offense to any of the Pro Bowl XFL kickers. Sorry, you got to sit this one out. There is no kicking today. I don't know.
What can they do?
I don't know.
What do we do?
I don't know. That one we can workshop later on.
Yeah, we got to figure
this out. This is Larry's vision. And there is an opportunity to make it happen. What do you think?
I think this is great.
That's the Larry Bowl.
This is fantastic. Works.
It's your Pro Bowl 100%. With your best players minus the kickers. And you remove the goalposts. Larry would probably even finance the removal of the goalposts.
Yeah.
He would pay for it. Like, that's how much, like, if that's even a concern, it probably shouldn't be, and it won't be. But Larry would, here I am spending Larry's money for him.
Just use a soccer field.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It would be in a legitimate football. No, this is not a soccer. This is not.
No, but I'm saying.
No. Please, let me handle this. It's RES Consulting.
It's the show, though.
I'm telling you. No, it's got to look like a big football game. This is Larry's vision. Not in some half-ass soccer stadium. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. It's a real-deal football game with real-deal football players from the XFL. No goalposts, and you call it the Larry Bowl. You're welcome. Blake Corum coming up.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day. Plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.